Hi, I have something super exciting to share with you. Yay! Well, if this is your first time here, I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and you're listening to The Feel Good Factor. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And for everyone who's been listening regularly, welcome back. So the exciting news is that after years of running this podcast, which thanks to all your love and support has been running for so many years, and this is the 141st episode. So after all this time, I've released a brand new podcast. Yay! wait, don't worry. This is not stopping. This is not connected to the other podcast. This will go on. I'll be back here every single week, as always, talking to you, sharing stories and all of that. My brand new podcast is a completely different concept. It's called Vegan Business and Marketing Tips for Cafes, Restaurants, Cloud Kitchens, Home Bakers and Chefs. It's a limited series podcast, 21 episodes, and it acts like a course or like an audiobook. And it comes with a downloadable, printable companion workbook. Each episode is a lesson. And then there are questions related to that lesson in the workbook. So you listen to the lesson, then go answer the questions in the workbook, do your homework, and then implement. If you're a vegan food entrepreneur, then I built this 21 episode limited series podcast just for you. You just have to go to your Apple Podcast, Spotify, any of your podcast apps and search for Vegan Business and Marketing Tips and it'll come up. It's an orange color artwork, so it'll be easy to recognize immediately. But even if you aren't a vegan food entrepreneur, I believe this is going to help you. I believe there are lessons in there that you might find useful, interesting. I have to share this with you. So I launched the podcast about maybe less than a week ago, actually, earlier in the week. And I shared the link to it in one of the groups that I'm part of. Now, there are other vegan business owners there, and of course, they were happy about it, responding, oh, yay, we're going to check it out. I look forward to it. Can't wait and all that. And then randomly out of the blue, this one person says, you know, I have absolutely no intention of starting a business right now or any of that, but I've started listening to your limited series podcast and I'm finding it so enjoyable. Within 2-3 days of launching the podcast, it hit the Apple Podcast top charts. I was so excited. Okay, not the entire top charts, just the business and the entrepreneur charts of Apple Podcasts India. But it's still very exciting. The last I checked, it was at number 59 in the top 200 of the business category. And in the top 200 of the entrepreneurship category, it was at number 15. I was over the moon about it. The way this happened is because people, as soon as it was published and they heard about it, people started to follow it, to download it, to listen to the episodes, and that's what brought it up higher and higher on the charts. So yeah, you know, even if you aren't a vegan food entrepreneur, please go follow that podcast, listen to a couple of episodes. And yes, if there's something useful, something that you like in it, then I would love an honest rating and a review. Well, 5 stars is preferable, but whatever you feel, only if you find something useful, then leave a review for me. I would really appreciate that. You know, it would really, really help me get the word out there about my brand new podcast, Vegan Business and Marketing Tips for Cafes, Restaurants, Cloud Kitchens, Home Bakers and Chefs. Now, if you are a vegan food business owner, then here's a tip. When you write your review, when you say, hey, this is the episode I like, this is the lesson I learned, whatever you write about it, whatever you found useful, sign it with your name and the name of your vegan food business. It will be a great way to promote yourself. I would love that because, I mean, I built this whole podcast to help vegan food business owners. So, hey, what better way to do it than to let you put your name on the reviews? More people are going to find it. And I'm going to be taking snapshots of the reviews and sharing them on my Instagram, my newsletter. I'll tag you if I know what your ID is, you know, or I'll definitely mention your business. So yeah, go ahead and do that. If you leave me a review, you have a vegan food business, then put the name of your business in the review. All right, sign it with that in the end. By the way, that workbook is beautiful. Even if I say so myself, I'm super proud of it. The whole process of recording the podcast, all the content, putting the workbook together, publishing it. Oh my God, it took a lot more work than I had actually originally thought it would. Yes, I poured my heart and my soul into it. And you know what? I feel so good that it's out there right now. Yes, it's a bonus that it is up on the charts. People, you know, more people are listening to it, downloading it. The word is spreading, all of that. Yes, but just the fact that it's out there, if doing all the lessons and implementing things is going to help the person doing it make even one positive, helpful shift on their vegan food business journey, then you know what? My work is done. It's the most fulfilling thing, putting in this work. Before I started building the podcast, I had so many self-doubts, things whispering in my head, like, you know, all this has been said already. Do you really think you need to share it again? People probably already know it. It's obvious, you know. There's nothing clever about it or nothing interesting about it, nothing new about it. Who are you? Who are you to share this? You know, you have that nagging voice. We all do, don't we? That nagging voice of self-doubt which comes and says, who are you to share this content? Who are you to share those lessons? All of that was really funny. And you know what? I did it anyway. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, thanks, voice of self-doubt, you know, you've expressed your opinion, now sit quietly, I have to record this episode. And I just kept going at it. If you listen to that podcast, you'll hear testimonials from various conscious entrepreneurs, artists, vegan food business owners, even non-food business owners. You'll hear testimonials from several people who I've had the privilege to work with or to give guidance to or to mentor. And despite all this, listening to all these voices again, listening to how I actually managed to help them, despite this, the voice of self-doubt kept coming up. But you know what? Getting over that voice, ignoring it or like soothing it and putting it aside and moving forward, it was so totally worth it. And I saw that, you know, I saw that result when I hit that publish button. The deep sense of fulfillment that, oh my God, this work is done. Something that I've been pouring myself into, something I've been putting all the effort into creating, it's out there in the world and there's no feeling like that. It's so satisfying, so fulfilling. It's like, you know, whatever purpose we've been put on in this world, that purpose is being met, that purpose is being reached. That's the kind of feeling. And of course, you know, now I get feedback from people who are listening to the podcast and I'm getting all these messages and people telling me how it's being useful to them, how they love it, all this stuff. And yeah, it's a validation. But you know what? Even before the validation, just that publish button being hit, that itself, there itself, it's met, you know, like it's done, the purpose is done. So I'm sharing this with you because if you've been thinking of a project, if you've been thinking of putting something out there in the world, something that stems from your knowledge and experience and is bound to make an impact, you know, and help someone make their lives better in some way, easier, peaceful, more fulfilling in some way. If it's going to help somebody, do it, you know, just do it. Don't let that voice of self-doubt stop you, because you know what, it's a permanent guest, okay? It doesn't matter how successful you are, how high you reach, how far you go, it none of it matters. It's always going to be there, always going to be whispering. And it's there because it's actually inbuilt in us, because it's trying to help us, it's trying to protect us, okay? So you don't even have to hold anything against it. Just you know, soothe it, listen to it, acknowledge it, soothe it, put it aside, and then you just keep doing your own thing, you know, whatever the hell you want to do. So I hope I encouraged you today to start doing something that you've been wanting to do, something that you want to put out into the world. It could be starting your own podcast, or maybe writing a book, creating videos, I don't know, starting classes and workshops, creating some kind of an artwork. I don't know, there's so much that we all want to do, but self-doubt stops us. The lack of confidence in ourselves, our abilities, that stops us. Don't let it stop you. Because on the other side, I promise you, there is the most rewarding feeling waiting just for you. All right, so go check out Vegan Business and Marketing Tips. Search for that on your podcast app, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else. Follow it, listen to the episodes, tell people about it, leave me a review, and I'd be forever grateful to you. As a solopreneur, I depend on the support of my community, and I never take it for granted. I truly appreciate the amount of time you spend even listening to this podcast. Any of you who've signed up to my newsletter, reading those newsletters, responding to me, every little thing is so appreciated. All right, this is it for today. I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!